Hi, my name is Tatiana, Reese Department Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I'm wanting to understand which people can get vaccinated now. I know they've added 65,
mm-hmm.
But is there, in that's in Section 1C, is everybody eligible in Section 1C?
The people with health issues.
Well, no, it says, it's 1C, footnote 2 says with high risk medical. I want to know about when does footnote 3 start? We're hearing people in the transportation industry are getting vaccines, and we're in the technology and communication, and we hadn't understood that had opened up yet, but I just want to know where we are, and nothing on the website really is clear about it.
Well, I don't know what category y'all fall in, but
says under footnote 3, it says, this is I'm on their website under where it tells you to go, under phase 1C. If you go over to the side of it, it says persons age 65 to 74, persons age 16 to 64 with high risk medical in that list, footnote 2. And then it says additional critical workers, footnote 3, and we're listed under footnote 3. That's it. And I just didn't know if they had started that whole, I know it, I guess teachers, where are teachers falling? Are they under the, I'm not sure where that's coming up, because I hear their teachers are getting vaccinated everywhere.
Yeah, all essential workers fall in the category that's going on right now.
Well, see, none of that's really, that just doesn't tell me on this. I don't know what to tell my employees to do.
To register, that's it, and wait for them to get a call with their appointment.
Well, when I saw, I couldn't. Where did they register at? On the Alabama?
You can do it online, or you can call this number. Not this number, but what number is it? They can call the 855-566-5333 number.
855-566. Five six six.
Mm-hmm.
8533.
The beginning is 855.
Yes.
566.
Yes, ma'am.
5333.
Oh, 5333.
Yeah, okay. That's the number they call to schedule appointment. We pre-register you, and then the information sends to the health department. Then the health department call you like a few days later and tell you where to go and when your appointment is and all of that.
Okay. So, I had thought you could do it online, and when I tried online, every time I would go to do that, because I thought it would tell me whether I was available, you know, I could or not, and it would only say no appointments available, and it wouldn't register you. You need to get an employee thing and tell them the website isn't working like it says it will. But anyway, so I will just tell somebody to. I've actually had both. I'm old. But I'll tell somebody to try calling this number, and will they be able to tell them which section? They should?
Yes.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
All right. Bye-bye.